so settling into our sitting postures, or if you care to be lying down or standing, loving kindness meditation can be done in any of the postures. It can also be done walking. As we settle into our postures, making sure that we feel nice and strong and fully supported, with our feet planted, our bottoms nicely balanced, our hands soft in the lap, letting go of any unnecessary tension, and yet sitting upright and dignified, with shoulders back and down, the chest, the heart region soft and open, yet the back strong. These are sitting instructions, of course. And the head erect and dignified, nicely balanced on the neck. Perhaps even a sense of sitting as a mountain. And I'll continue to conduct the practice as if you're sitting, but knowing you can do this practice anyway. And so as you settle in, give yourself a little soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. And let this soothing touch be a reminder to show up for ourselves with a friendly awareness. Leaving your hand in that spot throughout the practice, or placing it back in your lap, and giving yourself soothing touch whenever you feel the need, the urge. Feeling body breathing. And enjoying the breath, those nice, nourishing in-breaths, how they inspire us literally and figuratively, and the nice, soothing out-breaths. And then as you do that, just listening to this poem by Donna Faulds, and it's called Who You Are. Who you are is so much more than what you do, the essence shining through the heart, soul, and center. The bare and bold truth of you does not lie in your to-do list. You are not just at the surface of your skin, not just the impulse to arrange the muscles of your face into a smile or a frown, not jut boundless energy or bone wearying fatigue. Delve deeper. You are divinity, the vast and open sky of spirit. It's the light of God, the ember at your core, the passion and the presence, the timeless, deathless essence of you that reaches out and touches me. Who you are transcends fear and turns suffering into liberation. Who you are is love. And so may we know this on this Valentine's Day of love, the love for all beings, the friendships, the neighbors, the ones we barely know, the dear ones, the difficult ones, ourselves. As we engage in loving kindness practice, doing our best to keep that embodiment alive, that nice supportive posture, the soothing touch whenever needed, wanted, supported too by breathing. so that we really feel our connection to one another through earth, through air. This is the truth, this connection. And so now, holding in mind a loved one, or someone who simply makes you smile, someone for whom there's some ease in the relationship. I'll offer a few phrases for the dear one, and know that you can change them, use your own phrases. But in case you're in need of phrases, here are some simple ones. May this one who makes me smile, this dear one, be filled with loving kindness. Holding them in mind, your sense of appreciation. May you be filled with loving kindness. Visualizing or just sensing into this one. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. May you be happy, peaceful, happy. And may you live with ease. Joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. So practicing in the silence with these phrases or ones of your choosing. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. And then allowing a little pause in a few moments with the phrases for the dear one. Notice how it sits with you in body, mind, and heart. Respecting and honoring whatever your experience is the workings of the heart. Pleasant experiences, the unpleasant, the bored. And hopefully there's a measure of goodwill that's showing up that we can insert ourselves into And so having a sense of yourself with the dear one and offering your own phrases or the simple phrases of being safe, healthy, happy, and at ease for the two of you together. May we both, engaging this with the silence. And taking a few moments to finish off those phrases and noticing how that sits with you. Soothing touch, sitting in a strong, supportive way. And let's warm up our practice a little more as we hold in mind a benefactor, someone who's been kind to us, doesn't need to be in a big way. And could be just a neighbor who always says hello, gives you a smile. Or it could be someone from your past, like a teacher, a relative, a friend, who's been kind or taught you something. And so holding in mind the benefactor and feeling into your appreciation, smiling into your appreciation. And then offering the phrases, your own or these ones, safe, healthy, happy, live with ease. So engaging phrases for the benefactor in the silence. And then wrapping up those phrases over the next few moments. Again, noticing how that makes us feel in body, mind, and heart. Appreciating any warming up of the heart that's happening. And respecting any difficulties. And really grounding ourselves in body. Supporting ourselves with the breath. And soothing touch. So a lovely segue that steps us a little closer to approaching a difficult one is to offer loving kindness to someone who's kind of neutral to you. Someone you barely know, a barista, bank teller, letter carrier, neighbor, but you see them as a fellow traveler in this life, knowing that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering, human and not human. And so holding this one in mind, and offering phrases to them. Safe, healthy, happy, live with ease, or phrases of your choosing. And wrapping up those phrases over the next few moments. And noticing how the practice feels. And knowing that all beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. Ourselves and the difficult ones in our lives. And knowing too that we hurt ourselves when we hold others outside of our hearts. And so we engage in loving kindness for someone who's a little bit difficult. Please don't choose an arch enemy, someone you feel very unresolved with. Give yourself a chance to practice with something, someone a wee bit difficult. A little irritating or annoying. Not traumatic. And as you hold this one in mind, visualizing or sensing into them, taking good care to support your body, really sitting, if you're sitting in an upright and dignified way, or standing in an upright and dignified way. Feeling that unconditional support of the earth and the air. And offering the phrases to the one that's a bit difficult. Your own phrases, or simply safe, healthy, happy, live with ease. And beginning to wrap up the phrases for the difficult one. And really grounding in body, in breathing, supporting ourselves with soothing touch, and noticing whatever challenges are arising with this practice, and giving ourselves the care we need, compassion we need. As we too wish to be happy and free from suffering, offering now in the silence our own loving kindness phrases for ourselves. Or safe, healthy, happy, live with ease. And beginning to wrap up those phrases. And simply noticing how it's all sitting with us, this practice. Letting the experiences be wholeheartedly accepted as the workings of the heart. The bored and the sleepy, the stressed, the irritated, the angry, the warm, open-hearted. Loving kindness practice in its fullness can be challenging and deeply rewarding as we practice again and again. David White wrote, The Well of Grief. Those who will not slip beneath the still surface on the well of grief, turning downward through its black water to the place we cannot breathe, will never know the source from which we drink, the secret water, cold and clear, nor find in the darkness glimmering the small round coins thrown by those who wished for something else. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. And may all beings live with ease.